In the dawn of ancient Greece, when gods and mortals walked the earth in harmony, there was a maiden named Io, whose tale weaves through the tapestry of myth like a river carving its course through the land. Her story is one of transformation, trials, and the divine whims that can shape the destinies of mortals. Io was a daughter of Inachus, the river god of Argos, and Melia, a nymph of the ash tree. Born into the world with beauty that rivaled the most enchanting landscapes, Io was more than just a mortal maiden. She was also a nymph, a being tied to the natural world and the ethereal realm of the divine. Yet, as the sun's golden rays caressed her skin, they also ignited a spark of desire within the heart of Zeus, the king of the gods. Zeus was intrigued and gazed upon Io, and saw her as more than a mere mortal. His desire was not one of fleeting lust and passion, but a force that bound him inextricably to her fate. Zeus, known for his cunning ways and many escapades, devised a plan to approach Io without arousing the suspicion of his jealous wife Hera. As Io was roaming the open fields of Argos, Zeus cloaked himself in a veil of clouds to obscure his divine presence. As the heavens darkened and a storm brewed in the distance, Zeus descended from Olympus in the guise of a mortal man. As he stood before Io, the mortal maiden felt an otherworldly presence, a whisper of the divine brushing against her senses. Zeus, in his clouded form, spoke to Io with honeyed words, attempting to soothe her fears and win her trust, his presence emanating power and grace. He assured her that he meant her no harm and wished to offer her guidance. Io, curious and captivated by the mysterious stranger, listened to his words and found herself entangled in his web of charm. Io, innocent and unsuspecting, welcomed the stranger's company. The moment their eyes met, a connection was forged beyond the realm of words. The storm above mirrored the tempest of emotions that stirred within them. However, Hera's suspicions were never far away. Zeus's advances did not go unnoticed, and the Queen of the Gods observed his interactions with Io. She sensed that her husband was up to his usual ways, and believed that there was a growing bond between her husband and the mortal nymph. Determined to uncover the truth, Hera descended from Mount Olympus and began to approach Zeus. In an instant, Zeus realized that his disguise was not enough to fool Hera's sharp intuition. Zeus swiftly transformed Io into a beautiful white heifer, a young cow. The once radiant maiden's form shifted, her limbs elongated into delicate hooves, and her voice turned into a gentle lowing. As a heifer, Io was no longer the woman Zeus desired, but a creature that could easily blend into the herds that roamed the fields. Hera, however, was not easily fooled. She saw through Zeus's ruse. Her jealousy raged like a storm and demanded the young cow as a gift. Zeus, cornered by his own deception, had no choice but to comply. Hera accepted the heifer and placed the animal under the vigilant watch of the hundred-eyed giant Argus. With his watchful gaze, Argus ensured that Io would remain within his sight at all times. Io, now trapped in a form not her own, became a prisoner both inside and out, and her eyes reflected the confusion and despair within her soul. Zeus, distressed by Io's fate, knew he had to find a way to free her from Argus's gaze. He watched over her from the heavens, his heart aching with longing. Though unable to help Io himself due to Hera's vigilance, he was still determined to protect her from Hera's wrath. He entrusted the task to his son Hermes, the messenger of the gods, to Io's side. Hermes whispered comforting words to her, assuring her that her destiny was not without hope. The clever and swift messenger of the gods devised a cunning plan. He played a sweet melody on his lyre, lulling Argus into a deep slumber. As Argus's eyes closed in sleep, Hermes swiftly decapitated him with a single stroke of his sword, eliminated Argus from this world. With Io freed from the watchful eye of Argus, Hermes told her of the distant land of Egypt, where her curse would be lifted and her true form restored. But Hera's wrath was not to be underestimated. After learning about the death of her warden, Argus, Hera retaliated by inflicting Io with gadflies. The stinging insects drove Io mad, forcing her to wander miles across the expanses of Europe and Asia. Io, with a mixture of fear, pain, and determination, continued to embark on this journey across the lands unknown. The path was fraught with challenges, rivers to cross, mountains to scale, and predators to evade. But her resolve burned brighter than the sun that bathed her in its warmth. As Io continued on her path, she encountered the titan of foresight, Prometheus. The towering trees whispered secrets to the winds, and the air seemed charged with an otherworldly energy as the two beings, each a victim of an Olympian gods in their own way, met under the dappled canopy. Prometheus had angered Zeus for he gifting fire to man, for deceiving him about the sacrifices, and for refusing to tell him about the prophecy that foretold his downfall. As a result, Zeus had chained Prometheus so that he would have to endure the torment of having his liver eaten by an eagle every day. Io's bovine form, her heifer eyes reflecting her inner turmoil, regarded Prometheus with a mixture of curiosity and desperation. She had been transformed by Zeus's desires and now sought refuge from Hera's jealousy, trapped in an existence she could hardly fathom. But in Prometheus, she saw not just a captive titan, but a beacon of wisdom in a world of uncertainty. Despite the pain and torment that Prometheus endured, he looked upon Io with empathy and wished to comfort her and address her worries. As their gazes met, Prometheus's voice, like the rustling leaves, carried the weight of eons and the secrets of the cosmos. He spoke to Io, unraveling the threads of her fate with words that resonated like ancient incantations. He told her of her destined journey to the land of Egypt, where her heifer form would be shed and she would regain her human self. Prometheus wove the past, present, and future, showing Io glimpses of the path she would tread, the trials she would endure, and the eventual sanctuary that awaited her. He spoke of the gods' capriciousness and their intricate plans, their penchant for using mortals as pawns in their divine games. Prometheus's narrative held a dual power. It provided Io with both knowledge and comfort. His words lifted a veil of confusion, revealing the underlying currents of her plight and offered her a purpose beyond her suffering. He showed her that her torment was not in vain, that it was part of a larger cosmic plan, where even the most tragic notes contributed to the symphony of destiny. And as Prometheus spoke, Io's heifer eyes, once filled with fear and despair, began to flicker with a glint of determination. The weight of her transformation felt less burdensome, for now she knew that her journey had a purpose, a destination where her suffering would find an end. Eventually, Io reached the shores of Egypt. She looked upon the tranquil landscapes, feeling a glimmer of hope ignite within her heart. As Io wandered along the banks of the Nile, her presence did not go unnoticed. It was here that Zeus intervened once more, his divine touch lifting the curse that had bound her to the form of a heifer. Io's human shape returned, and her beauty shone like the dawn breaking through the darkest night. As time flowed like a river, Io's story spread across the lands. Her name became synonymous with transformation, endurance, and the capricious nature of the gods. Together with Zeus, she bore a son named Epaphus, who would later go on to rule Egypt. Their lineage was destined to be filled with drama and conflict that extended throughout the generations. Their descendants would eventually return to Argos, spouting some of the greatest heroes in all of Greek mythology. Io's story is a testament to the powers that govern both the divine and mortal realms, a tale of love, sacrifice, and the indomitable spirit of a maiden who braved the unknown. It reminds us that even in the face of unimaginable challenges, the human spirit can rise like the sun, casting its light upon the pages of history for all eternity.